When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Matters of the heart. There's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Okay, Dylan, here we are. So, do you want to get us started here and tell us about you and Michelle?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I really don't know what to say about it, mostly because I don't know what's happening or what I did. I thought things were going pretty well, but shows how much I know, I guess.
How well are we talking? Like, is there a reason in particular?
Well, she stayed over a few times, so.
Mm. Oh, okay. Well, that's pretty well. now, let's rewind for a second. Did you meet her online, the apps, or?
Nah, that stuff's gross to me.
Did you say, sorry, gross?
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know what to say about it, to be honest, but I think we're all on the same page with Tinder, but most of those apps just creep me out the way they're set up.
So does that mean you like, I mean, I guess you don't use any of them then?
No, to be fair, I still have profiles. I cast a few lines, but
okay.
There's not much out there. I mean, I kind of don't even check them that often. Usually it's just a whole lot of nothing, maybe a couple hotties on there, but a lot of times it's bots. It's like fake people. And then, yeah, you know, if there is real people, we message back and forth and then it just kind of falls apart.
Right.
So
right.
It's a waste of time to me. I really don't meet a lot of girls online. And when I do, their expectations are insanely high. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, if you're not meeting online, like, where'd you two crazy kids meet?
Yeah. Actually, I met her at a Whataburger.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah. She was kind of making fun of my order, actually.
Why?
I like everything. Well, I like my stuff kind of plain and dry.
Okay.
And she was a little bit drunk. And yeah, she had a lot to say about it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. All right. Like what? Like, what was her problem?
Well, she was making a lot of noise about how I eat like a child. And I wanted to be annoyed by it, but I turned around, you know, she was this beautiful girl standing there. So, yeah. Things kind of went from there.
Okay. So you said you stayed over a few times. Minus that, have y'all been out on any, like, dates?
Or done anything cool?
Yes.
Okay, well, I think that's kind of where the problem might be here.
As in?
Well, I think she expects a little more razzle-dazzle from me. You know what I mean?
Razzle-dazzle? When it comes to, like, what? Exactly.
We just haven't really gone out a lot. Like, I mean, out. I did take her to Twin Peaks like a few weeks ago. I don't know if that counts necessarily.
Okay.
Yeah, dude, those things are a little expensive. Okay. They add up after a little bit. I try to be smart with money, but the big nights out on the town, like, yeah, it gets pricey real fast.
Yeah, no, we get that, but they don't have to be, right? I mean, like, surely there are other options to show her that you care.
For sure. Like calling you guys for one.
My God.
I don't know if that's, I don't think that's what he meant.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Might be a little bit wrong.
I mean, she just seems a little annoyed right now. And, I guess I could probably take her somewhere special and all, but again, I'm trying to be smart with, you know, money and whatnot. So
it would be free. Yep.
Might be a step in the right direction, maybe.
Only time will tell. We'll call Michelle and see if we can line this up for you. That's next with Frito and Katie.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Well, Dylan sounds a bit thrifty.
I mean, that is what the segment is for. I shouldn't be...
No, I'm not. That's,
you know,
I'm not casting judgment. It's an observation. He mentioned it several times.
He did.
Going out on the town, doing it up big.
Expansive.
There is a hefty price tag to that.
Mm-hmm.
So he has been trying to be smart about taking Michelle out or not out.
Yeah.
Didn't really tell us what their dates entail, except that she stayed over at his house a few times.
Right.
Clearly she was interested enough to do that.
Right.
But she has since kind of dropped off. So we just want to get her on the phone and figure out where he might have gone wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we have her lined up. Hey, is this Michelle?
It is.
Hey, Michelle, we're Frito and Katie from Y100. We're calling you today because someone emailed us about hooking you up with this free date night package that we like to give away on our show.
Okay. Like, who did it first? Who did it? Like, why?
Great questions. Right. And before we get to that, just so you know, the way this works is you get to pick everything you want to do for said date. Okay. Where you go, what you do, all of it. We pay for it. But the person who entered you, the rule is you gotta take him with you.
Where? You mean like on the date?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you said that it's free. So like, no cost to anybody?
Yeah, totally.
Absolutely.
Free.
Yeah.
Oh, gee, let me guess. It's Dylan.
It is Dylan.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's an easy guess. That's nice.
Hopefully, because he's the only guy you're dating and not because he's kind of cheap.
Anyway, he said you'd been seeing a lot of each other recently. So, I mean, is that true?
I mean, yeah, but it's just... I knew because nobody loves free more than that guy. I mean, like, this is so on brand for him.
Okay.
All right. Hey, come on, man. I'm just trying to do something nice here, okay?
He is.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, this just keeps getting weirder and weirder.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. He's on the other line.
Yeah, I gathered. So, I mean, like, can you do something nice that you actually pay for? Instead of calling up for something free, this is weird. You have to admit that it's weird.
You did it because it's free. It's still a nice thought.
That's what everyone tells us counts.
Yes.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know. I've never met a guy like that. He's stingy. I mean, like, at first it was kind of cute. You know, like, I don't know, like a little, kind of like this surly little old man. You know what I mean? But somebody's got to step in and say something to him.
Well, we're hoping there's a better example than just him emailing us.
Yeah, well,
right?
What else tells you?
Oh, my God. Like, you can take your pick. Okay, so he cuts open toothpaste tubes, okay, just so he can get that very, very last bit out of the bottom of it. He reuses paper plates. Oh, I got one. You want to know what's really crazy? I was looking in his cupboard the last time that I was over there, and he's got spices in there from like a decade ago.
What?
Like, that's 10 years. It expired 10 years ago.
What?
And he won't throw them out. I mean, see, that's nuts, right?
Yeah, I actually took those from my parents when I was going into college, so I just don't use spices very often, obviously.
Okay, yeah, but you do understand you can't keep them around forever.
Sorry, how old did you say these were?
Well, I graduated in 2008.
2008?
So that's what, 16 years?
More than 10.
Dude, come on.
I mean, maybe like 17, 18, but I don't get what your point is here. My mom used to do catering, so the containers are huge. So, yeah, I have a bunch of spices.
Okay. I don't have an issue with the containers. I have an issue with what's in the containers.
The contents, yeah.
Like, like his cumin is old enough to vote. I don't know. To me, that's just taking things to a whole new level. You know what I mean? Because no.
I mean, what am I supposed to do? They're fine. Spices don't go bad. They last forever. They actually don't expire.
Dude, it's been like 2 decades. Like, it's okay to throw them away.
Spices never go bad. You can look it up. I'm not making this up. They last forever. Okay. Like, I don't know what you want me to do. I throw them out is a waste. So yeah, no, I'm not. I'm definitely not going to do that. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Look, I've never thought about this.
I don't think I've ever been in a situation.
Is that right? Do spices just not...
Well, it's not that they don't go bad. They lose their flavor.
Yeah.
There's nothing to them.
Yeah, not as strong.
So, right?
Well, I guess that means you could still use them after a decade.
Right?
Or not.
Yeah, I don't know. If they were kids, he'd be about to ship them off to college. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Okay, just hang on the line.
To the teachers' assistants and support staff who see potential in every child, Grand Canyon University recognizes you. We created the National Center for Teacher Preparation at GCU, along with a generous scholarship, so you can become a licensed teacher with paid benefits. Over 100 GCU alumni have been recognized award recipients, including Superintendent, Administrator, and Teacher of the Year. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/parapro.